Today, Erev Shabbos Shkolim, I would like to share with the Olam some insight on the Makor and the Chiyuv, why we read this week Parshas Kisisa, Parshas Shkolim. The Mishnah Megillah brings Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalias B'Shabbos, which means if Rosh Chodesh would fall out on Shabbos, we read that Shabbos, we take out three Sifrei Torah. One is the Parshas HaShavua, one is the Parshas of Rosh Chodesh, and then a third Kriya is the Kriya of Shabbos Shkolim. That's the din. What's if, let's say, Rosh Chodesh falls out in the middle of the week, like this year? So the Mishnah says that we're makdim and we read the Parsha of Shkolim the week before Rosh Chodesh Adar. For an example, this year, Rosh Chodesh falls out to be Sunday and Monday. So we read the Kriya of Shkolim would be, which is going to be this Shabbos. That's the din of the Mishnah. Why do we read the Parsha of Shkolim? What's the purpose? Why do we read Shkolim? Zok the Mishnah, the Rashi. Rashi says, Lohidia sheyaviu shekleim ba'adar. To let people know to bring the Machtas HaShekel. To let people know. It was a way of announcement. The Gemara says in Amud Beis, it's a drasha, that once a year, 1 month a year, which the Gemara darshins is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is the time to start bringing from the new... collection, karbonis from the new collection. So therefore, if from Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the new collection, we have to have the money then available by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So therefore, from Rosh Chodesh Adar, we start the new collection, and we're machris. The Lashon HaGemara is, kadminon v'karinon, we're makdim, and we read, be'echad ba'adar, we read the Parsha of Shkolim, to let people know, the announcement, to let people know, to bring the Machtas HaShekel. So it comes out, why do we read the Parsha of Shkolim? Why is the Parsha of Shkolim read? To announce, to let people know, to come and bring the Machtas HaShekel. That's what the Meiri explains as well. We'll get to it soon. These are different achras, a different announcement, but the announcement of the Parsha of Shkolim, of reading the Parsha, is an announcement. The Mati Moshe says, La Locha, that's the reason why when Rosh Chodesh falls out in the middle of the week, we read it the Parsha, the Shabbos before, like let's say an example this year, because we want to give people a full month time to be able to bring this Machtas HaShekel. So if Rosh Chodesh falls out in the middle of the week, and people are only going to be able to hear about it the next Shabbos, they're going to have less than a month, therefore we'll mark them and we read it the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. That's why we read the Parsha of Shkolim. There's another Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in the first Mishnah in Shkolim. The Mishnah says, Be'echod ba'adar mashmi'in ala Shkolim. A different Mishnah. The first day of Adar, we're mashmi'in, we let people know about Machtas HaShekel. What's that Mishnah? Pashas, you would be able to learn that also means Al-Yidei Kriyas HaTorah, reading of the Torah. That's how we let people know about Machtas HaShekel. However, the Meforshei Mishnah, the Rambam, the Rav, many of the Mefarshei Mishnah explain, what does it mean, Be'echod ba'adar mashmi'in ala Shkolim? Be'echod ba'adar mashmi'in ala Shkolim means, Shluchei Bezdin Yoitzin, Bezdin goes out and announces, and lets people know to bring the Machtas HaShekel. So when the Mishnah says in Shkolim, Be'echod ba'adar mashmi'in ala Shkolim means, Bezdin goes out and makes an announcement to tell people to start giving Machtas HaShekel. The question is obvious. Why do you have to have two different type of announcements? One announcement is by reading in the Torah, and one announcement is by Beis Din going out and being machris. What do you have to have two announcements for? So the Cheshek Shloima answers and says the following. We don't only rely on Kriyas HaTorah of reading the Parsha for that to be an announcement, because many places they don't have Kriyas HaTorah. Let's say there's no minyan, Kvarim, Ayaris that don't have a minyan. So if there's no Kriyas HaTorah, they're not going to know about bringing Machtas HaShekel with Kriyas HaTorah. Therefore, we have the announcement of Bezdin letting know. Masha'inke, that's why you have to have a Bezdin going out for people that don't have the Sefer Torah, don't have a minyan of laning. Are you going to ask me, so just have the Achraza of Bezdin? So says the Cheshek Shloima, some people, they're not in tune to announcements, and therefore people are not going to hear about it when Bezdin goes out. And therefore, we put it into Kriyas HaTorah so people know about it over there as well. Another Pshati says why we rely on Kriyas HaTorah is because the announcement Bezdin is Machris, and when we read in the Torah, The Torah says how much the machzis, how much it is, and who's mechuyev, what age. So to know the halachas, therefore we read in the Torah, we read the parash in the Torah. Atkan, we understand what's bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. That's why we read it in the Torah, and that's why Bezna was machras. Why do we now, tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be reading the parasha of Shkalim. So why do we read Shkalim? There's no need for achraza. So you may be able to say that we read it because there may, yes, be a need of bringing the machzah shekel. Shibana Be'ez Hamikdash, Mashiach is going to come, so we should know about it. That could be one way of understanding why we read. The chinuch in mitzvah kuf hei, at the end, the chinuch says the reason why we read shkalim bezmanenu, the lashon achinuch is, v'achshav avinaseinu, that we don't have a beis hamikdash and we don't have machzis hashekel, nogu kol yisrael lezecher hadavar, likrois bebeis haknesses, b'shab, b'chol shana v'shana parashazu, the Shabbos before Avr Shchaydish or before Shchaydish. So the chinuch says, the reason why we read bezmanenu, the parashah of shkalim, is a zecher. What's the zecher? Pashas, one would learn the zecher is either to remember that we used to bring shkalim in the Beis HaMikdash, or to a zecher to the Kriyas HaTorah, to the Achraza. But it's a zecher. The zecher is that we used to give machzis HaShekel, now we no longer have it. It's a zecher. Right, there's a lot of things we do zecher l'migdash. We take lulav kol shiva zecher l'migdash. Yom anaf kuleyasa. There's a lot of things we do zecher l'migdash. So what it means is that tomorrow we're going to read in the Torah parasha shkalim. It should be a zecher to remind us what used to be in the bezman de beis hamigdash kayim. However, listen to the levush, a whole different pshat, an eye opener why we read the parasha of shkalim bezmanenu. The levush says va'anu. Brings we read the parasha of Shkalim. Va'anu meshalmim parim svaseinu bekriyas parasha. What meshalmim parim svaseinu? Just like the Gemara Taina says that bezmanenu we don't have karbanis. So what do? You read the parasha of karbanis, and someone who's koyer in the parasha of karbanis is ki'ilu hikriv. Memela, somebody who reads in the parasha of Shkalim is ki'ilu hevi Shkalim. That's why we read it. The chinuch says the reason is for a zecher. Zok de levush, and we'll soon see that it's already from an earlier source, but zok de levush, the reason why we read the parasha of Shkalim is not to remember. It's because by reading it, it blives ki ilu hikrev, just like ilu hikrev akarm, so ki ilu hevi a Shkalim. We say in Yoytzeris, for those who say Yoytzeris, we say in Yoytzeris in this week in the Shkalim, which is from the Tana, Reb Eliezer HaKaler, which is the son of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Reb Eliezer Bar Shimon. So the Lashon he says is, Tzachos nif svaseinu yeshalem parim. Ki ofis kosef shikle kipurim. In other words, he says clearly that the reason why we read and we say and we daven to Hashem, that this that we read the parasha of Shkalim, should be considered as if we brought a machzis HaShekel. In Shailas HaTshuvas Binyan Shleima, which is the brother of the Cheshek Shleima we just said before, learns it into the psukim that we're going to be reading tomorrow on Kisisa. These two psukim, there's actually more than two psukim that we're going to lane, but these two psukim, the pasuk says, Ha'ashala yar bevadala yamet v'machtas ha-shekel losses es trumas Hashem l'chaper al nafshe seichem. Why do we bring machtas ha-shekel? We bring machtas ha-shekel as a kapara. And then afterwards, the pasuk says again, again, the pasuk says that you bring machzis hashekel lachaper al nafshei seichem. Then the pasuk says again, you should bring kesef kipurim eis bnei Yisrael. V'hayul levnei Yisrael is yikaren lachaper al nafshei seichem. So why does the pasuk repeat itself and say twice you bring machzis hashekel for a kapara? And then again, v'hayul levnei Yisrael is yikaren lefnei Hashem lachaper al nafshei seichem for a kapara. Says the Binyan Shleima that the pasuk is talking about two different times. The first pasuk is talking about bezman shebeis hamikdash kayim, the halacha of bringing machtes hashekel, ha'ashal ayar bevadal ayamet to machtes hashekel, and it's brought, why? L'chaper al nafshei seichem. A person brought a machtes hashekel, a kapara. Then afterwards, the next pasuk, and pasuk's talking about lizikaron, which means after the churma beis hamigdash, v'lakachtas kesef gumreis bnei Yisrael, to give it v'hoya levnei Yisrael lizikaron, to remember. The pasuk saying we bring the machzis hashekel lizikaron to remember lefnei Hashem l'chaper al nafshei sechem, which how he explains is that even bezmanenu that we read the parsha of Shkalim, the pasuk is being meramiz. The hoyul of Neisar lizikaren, first of all, to remember, and lechaper al nashri seichem, which means even bezman hazeh that we're going to read the parasha of Shkalim, it's also brought lekapara. So here you see again the aside that the reason why we read the parasha of Shkalim is lekapara. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank in Mekroy Kodesh asks, the Chinuch says the reason why we read the parasha of Shkalim is a lezikaren. And he says, if you look into the Mishnah Berurah says, he brings the Levush word for word. You know why we read it? We read Shkalim as if we, so it should be considered as if we brought it. So he says, why do we bring it? Why do we read the Parsha of Shkalim? Do we read the Parsha of Shkalim so it should be as to remember? Or do we read the Parsha of Shkalim as if that it should be considered as if we brought the Shkalim? Why do we do it? That's what he asks in Mekroy Kodesh. But the way we're explaining now, that if you look into the Pasuk says two things. And that's how he teaches in the Pasuk, the Binyan Shloimeh, a Rav in Vilna. V'hoyul levnei Yisrael lizikaron. We're talking about Napas Mana Beis HaMikdash. When, after the Churban, first of all, you should read this Parsha lizikaron, like the Chinuch says, read it lizikaron. And another reason also, it should be lizikaron lefnei Hashem, by reading it lizikaron, it's also going to be lechaper al nafshei sechem. So these two reasons why we read the Parash of Shkalim. One reason is as you currently remember what used to be Bizman Shabbat Samigdash Yekayim. And then there's another reason why we're going to read tomorrow is we hope that by reading, we not hope, it is like that, but that by reading the Kriya of Shkalim, we have Ki'ilu, we brought a shekel. The Svasemis explains the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Mishenichnas Av, Kishem, just like when Mishenichnas Av Mematim B'Simcha, so too Mishenichnas Adar is Marvim B'Simcha, right? Starting Sunday, starting Monday, Mishenichnas Adar Marvim B'Simcha. The question is, Kishem, you have to explain that just like when Av, it comes in, you have to turn down the switch of your happiness, so too when Adar comes in, you turn up the switch. I mean, we could understand. Mishenichnas Adar, Marvim B'Simcha. We all understand what it means. When Adar comes in, you become happy. What do you have to have with a marshal and explaining? Just like by in Av, you turn the switch down. You don't have to be, you're not supposed to be that happy. So to an Adar, you turn it up. We understand. When Adar comes in, you become happy. So he explains that why Mishenichnas Adar Marba Mesimcha. So everybody knows Rashi says Mishenichnas Adar Marba Mesimcha because the Nisim that happened to us be Yimei Adar, which is Purim, V'Nisan Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why we're happy. He brings another reason why Mishenichnas Adar, why we add Simcha Marba Mishenichnas Adar Marba Mesimcha. He says another reason. Zokte Svasemis, he brings that Marba Mesimcha. Because since in Adar we collected for the new Nesina of the Karbonis in Nisan, and bringing the Karbonis is brought in Chazal in many places, that was a very big simcha for Klal Yisrael. The Karbonis were Machaper, the Karbonis showed an Ashras Ashchina. It was a big simcha to Klal Yisrael at the time of bringing Karbonis, especially when they started it again. Therefore, says the Svasemis, just like when Av, we mamat b'simcha because of the churban, so to an Adar, we're marba b'simcha because of bringing the karbonis. So therefore, even bizmanenu now that we don't have karbonis and we don't have machzis hashekel, but by reading tomorrow the machzis hashekel, we saw clearly blives as if we bring a machzis hashekel. So we're part of the being happy and adding the happiness in Adar is because we're renewing, bringing the karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. Even bizmanenu because of neshama parm svasenu. That's one nekuda to sum it up that we're going to read tomorrow the Parsha of Shkalim for two reasons. First of all, we're going to read the Parsha of Shkalim because of a Zikaron. We're also going to read the parasha of Shkalim. Besides the Zikaron, we're also going to read it for Ki'ilu that we brought the Shkalim. The second Nakuda that I wanted to speak about is the Shulchan Aruch says that if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, we take out 3 Sifri Torah. When the Shulchan Aruch speaks about our year, when it doesn't fall out on Shabbos, when it falls out before Shabbos, it falls out in the middle of the week. I'm sorry, when Rosh Chodesh falls out in the middle of the week, over there, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't make a mention about 2 Sifri Torah. Chal Rosh Chodesh Adar Samach LeNisan, says the Shulchan Aruch, you mark them and you read the part, you read it, says the Shulchan Aruch, you read it the Shabbos before, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything about 2 Sifri Torah. So you might tell me, okay, obviously, if in a week of 3 of Shabbos or Chodesh you read these three Sifri Torah, so then on a week like this week, you take out 2 Sifri Torah. That's what you might want to tell me. But if you look in the other Seifim in the Shulchan Aruch says by Shabbos Zachar, Shabbos Parah, the Shulchan Aruch says you take out 2 Sifri Torah. By Shabbos Shnia, which when Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is Shkalim, the next Shabbos is Zachar, there's no Hafsaka, the Shulchan Aruch says you take out 2 Sifri Torah. One is for the Parashas HaShavu and one is for Zachar. So the Shulchan Aruch spells out that you take out 2 Sifri Torah. By Shabbos Shlisis, which is the Shabbos of Parah, no, that's Mafsikin, the 4th week, you take out 2 Sifri Torah. So why, when it comes to a week like this week, the Shulchan Aruch just says, Chal Liyos Rosh Chodesh, in the middle of the week, the Shulchan Aruch says, you read, besides the regular week, you also read the Parsha of Shkalim. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't make a mention of taking out 2 Sifri Torah. And the Rambam actually, when he says the Halacha, the Rambam says that the Rambam says clearly that you take out 2 Sifri Torah. Just read the Lashon HaRambam. Kol Parsha Ma'arba Parsha Se'elu Koira Oisa B'Sefer Sheni. Any of the 4 parshas that we're going to start reading now over the next month, we read it in the second Sefer Torah. So the Rambam spells out clearly that when you read the second parsha, Shkalim, Zachar, Parah, Chodesh, you take out a second Sefer Torah. So why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch make a mention about Shabbos Shkalim of this week to take out a second Sefer Torah? So the Nachal Eshkol brings a big chiddush, and he brings that to the Noyig by Reb Nosson Adler. Reb Nosson Adler was the Rebbe of the Chassam Sefer. And he says that they were Noyig on Shabbos Shkalim only to take out 1 Sefer Torah. Why? Why do we take out 2 Sifri Torahs? Shabbos Zachar, we take out 2 Sifri Torahs. Why do we take out 2 Sifri Torahs? Tircha de Tzibura. Tircha de Tzibura, not to have to wait. People should have to wait while you roll it. Tircha de Tzibura, very good. That's why we take out 2 Sifri Torahs. Therefore, okay, but the question is, so I mean, lahafsek bein deraisa derabanan. I hear that would be a good teretz for Zachar and Parah. Some say is deraisa hachaydish also. The Rambam says we take out 2. Why do we take out 2? Or let's not even go about the 4 parshas. Yitzi, let's say Yomtif. We take out 2 Sifri Torahs. The Kriya of the day, and then the Mafta. Why do we take out 2 Sifri Torahs? Al tzircha de tzibur, not to have to roll. Memela, Shabbos Shkalim, no matter if it's a regular year, Iber, leap year, it's very close to Kisisa. This year, we're 2 away. Sometimes it's even within 1 or 2 weeks. There's no Tircha de Tzibura, so therefore you could just roll a little bit. It might even be faster not to take out another Sefer Torah. You just move over a parasha or 2. Therefore, when it's three kriyas, Shabbos or Shchaydish, and Rosh Chodesh got to go first because Rosh Chodesh is Tadr, and Rosh Chodesh is all the way in Pinchas, therefore we have to take out 3 Sifri Torahs. But on a regular week, a regular Shabbos, or let's say this week, that is a regular parsha, and then there's the Shabbos of Shkalim, so for that you don't have to, and then there's the Shabbos of Shkalim, for that you just turn a couple of pages, and you yoitza. The River Vais Ephraim discusses maybe that should be the same idea. Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh, when it falls out in the middle of the week, that's the only time in the year that we take out two Sefer Torahs in the week. During the week. It's the only time that we take out two Sefer Torahs on a Kriya during the year, in during the week. Shabbos, Yom Tov, these two, these three, these, we take out two Sefer Torahs. One is for Rosh Chodesh, one is for Hanukkah. So he makes a mention and he says that really Rosh Chodesh is in Pinchas. And Hanukkah, the Kriya is in Nasi. So from Nasi to Pinchas, it's very close by. He says maybe also, he asks that maybe you should also keep it on the same Sefer Torah. But that's what the Reb Nosson Adler was noyig taka to take out one Sefer Torah. They bring that Reb Chazon Ish was also noyig to take out one Sefer Torah. The Reb Ephraim writes, I asked Yedidi Reb Chaim Kinevsky what to do. So Reb Chaim Kinevsky taka says that it's a machloikis. Some say one Sefer Torah, some say two Sefer Torah. He says, Lamaisa, the Velt is noyig to take out two Sefer Torahs. And that's talk of what we do. But interesting that it would be there's a tzar in the poskim to only take a one Sefer Torah because it's close by. So just to be Messiah, we're going to be reading the Shabbos of the Parsha of Shkalim tomorrow. And we accomplish two things. First of all, we remember by reading the Parsha of Shkalim a zecher to what was in the Beis HaMikdash. We read Shabbos, we read Shkalim for a zikaron for the collection, Achraza. And another reason why, for the Achraza, and also to remember that we brought Shkalim. And another reason why we read Shkalim is Neshama Parm Svaseinu, which by reading the Parsha of Shkalim, it's Ki'ilu Hikriv, and therefore it blives like we taka bring the Machzis HaShekel. Have a good Shabbos, and a good Chodesh.